Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 22nd. It's November. It's 2025. And I am down in Arkansas. And I got to get tires put on my truck Monday morning. So I'm going to linger in this area till Monday. Because when my axle snapped, it destroyed one of my tires. And my other tires were kind of beat down anyways. So I got to wait for them. So it is what it is. I found a little campsite here right next to the highway. It's not very glamorous, but it'll do. But the beauty part is in 30 minutes, it's going to be dark because it'll be 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, it gets dark. That's another way your government absolutely despises you, by taking the natural changing of seasons and then stealing an hour from you so that it gets dark at 4:30 in the wintertime, the time where you're cold, depressed, the holidays, taxes, etc. Well, let's throw in lack of sunlight and bad weather, you know? But if you remember, about a week or so ago, I did a video talking about Muslims in America. Well, I'm going to prove to you that it's not just a theory, that it's actually an actionable thing that other Americans are standing up to right this minute. And believe it or not, in the United States, the Muslims are winning. Because the government is with the Muslims and against the Americans. I know, it's shocking, right? Well, here we go. So let me refresh your memory with a video I did a week or two ago. Just real quick, just so you understand what I was saying then and what's already happening now, it'll make much more sense. How's that? I haven't touched on this in quite a while, but let's get to this because this is insane. I haven't touched on this in a long time, but this is still insane. So here we go.
This was one of the worst neighborhoods in America. Then came the mosques.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The city of Minneapolis changed its noise ordinance, now allowing the Islamic call to prayer to be broadcast from speakers year-round 5 times a day. In tonight's Weekend Journal, David Schumann of WCCO reports it is a first for a major U.S. city.
Imagine hearing that in your town, in Wheatville, Indiana, in West Plains, Missouri, out in Topeka, Kansas, Sacramento, California, Kingman, Arizona. 5 times a day on loudspeakers and your city changes the ordinance? Minneapolis did that 2 years ago. You see what I'm saying? This is utterly insane, but first of all, they took away all the industry, so all these cities fall into disrepair, and then the Muslims come flooding in, and what do? They turn mosques, they turn Catholic churches and Christian churches into mosques 5 times a day. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to deal with that whatsoever at all. And your elected government is making the laws for anybody else except Americans. And we're way at the other side of that chasm right now. We crossed the Rubicon a long time ago. People just think protesting, stop doing this, hey, hey, ho, ho, doesn't work, it's gotta go. You see what I'm saying? This is insane, but I'm not done yet. So 13 days ago, I made that video, okay? 13 days ago, and I mentioned in it that protesting, hey, hey, ho, ho, all these Muslims have to go. It ain't gonna work. And Nick Shirley went out to Dearborn, Michigan this weekend, yesterday, and this is exactly why. This is exactly why. And when the police show up, what do? Americans. Muslims, do what you want. Americans, have at it. You see what I'm saying? Americans go there to express their First Amendment rights. They go out there to push back for some place they grew up their entire life. Nobody goes to other countries and shows up and says, we're going to turn this into where we just came from. You show up and you assimilate. You assimilate. But that doesn't happen, and it doesn't need to happen when the government's got your back instead of its own people. Our government takes care of everybody except Americans on every single solitary scale there is. Every single solitary scale, the FDA, the FCC, the EPA, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're living in a kleptocracy right now where they're simply emptying out the bank account of America, and then they're going to blow it up. They're going to blow it up, and the blow up has already started, and they've already filled the place with people that don't belong here that are all fighting age, that all think that they can take us out because we're all a bunch of pussies. Because for the last 25 years, everyone's been acting like a bunch of pussies because they want to be politically correct and they want to be... You get what you pay for, and the check's coming right now. Listen to this.
Right now you have a bunch of people from the other side coming over here. What brings you out here today?
We want to make sure our children can grow up in the same America that I grew up in. White Christian country. Our founding fathers' blood soaks this land. Not for Muslims and Islamic jihadists to play their prayer calls where our children walk to preschool. It's disgusting what they've done to Dearborn, Michigan. They have turned this into Rome. They've turned it into London. It looks like another country here. Every single sign on every single street is in Arabic. How can you consider yourselves as assimilating Americans when you don't eat the same food we eat? You don't speak the same language we speak? You don't do anything that Americans do? This is our country, and we will not stand for Islamic invasion.
Are you worried about the Islamification of the United States?
Yes, it is one of the most paramount issues we can face.
Especially here in Dearborn, Michigan.
It is in Minneapolis in 1970, was a 95% white city and white state, Minnesota. If you ask Barack, the next 1,000 children born, only 42% will be white. We're seeing rapid demographic shift and ideologies that are clashing. Here in Dearborn, these people want to see white Christian men eradicated. They want to see our forefathers' land be destroyed. They do not have any love in their hearts. They are here to dominate us, Nick.
Would you say you're a white supremacist?
No, sir. I am an American supremacist. I love my country, and I know that we only have a few homelands left here. America was founded by white Christian men, and it should remain a white Christian country majority. We should not be replaced. We have nowhere left to go. Our country's falling.
So that was a lifelong American veteran protesting against the Muslims in the United States, specifically in Dearborn. But if you watch my last video, it isn't just Dearborn. It's all over the United States. Dearborn is just one of the worst. But it's someplace where people actually stood up for themselves. But you didn't hear any threats. You didn't hear any violence. Nothing to that effect. The streets they grew up on are no longer even in English. The street signs are no longer in English. And this is what the Muslim protesters at the same place have to say. Now, bear this in mind. This video is rough because I'm outside. The lighting's not great. I don't care. This message is important, and people need to pay attention to this because this is very real. While Trump and ICE are running around grabbing up every Mexican lawn care guy they possibly can, they aren't touching any of the Muslims, the Iranians. They're not touching any of the Chinese nationals that they flew in the last 4 years. Do you see what I'm saying? Don't fall for this. Nobody's cleaning up anything. This is going on every day, and you will not see this on the news. But this is a Muslim protester.
People are just pulling over.
Come on. I'll fucking
come on. I'll leave.
Why would I get you? Why? I haven't done anything. They got word out that they tried to burn the Quran.
We learned.
And you're getting heated. You're pulling over. You're hopping out of the car. You're ready to brawl with anybody.
I was going
to
blast.
I didn't see the cops. I swear to God. That's it. It's, hey, I don't care. To me, I don't care. My life, I don't give a fuck. Let somebody blast me. I don't give a fuck.
Just because of the burning of the Quran, the attempted burning.
I'll fuck that motherfucker's life up and his family. That's it. It's on camera. I will fuck that motherfucker's life up. Let him come to me face on face. Face to face, I'll kill him. On my mother's soul. So that's it.
You're killing
him. I'll kill him. Murder.
Don't.
You just saw them come out. The guy, one guy even said he'd be down to murder. He would murder that man.
We all got arrest him. Do your job.
Seems like the police have sided with the people, the Muslims here in the town.
Yeah, no shit they have.
And are you from Dearborn?
Dearborn Heights. We've seen it happening, and it's just it's a maximum encroachment every week to week. We're sick of it.
And are you? So you're sick of the rise of Islam and the Islamification of your town?
Not the religious aspect of it, the non-assimilation and repression of the American culture.
You just feel more than anything they're not here for the American culture.
Absolutely. They have a different agenda altogether, and we see this with their economy, enslavement, perversion, no value of human life, no acceptance of anything other than what they are.
So there you go. Americans are simply protesting because all of a sudden all of their neighborhoods are being taken over, all of their women and daughters are being threatened, their way of life's being threatened, their local economy's being threatened. And when the Muslims make wide open violent threats directly in front of the law enforcement, the law enforcement takes the sides of the Muslims. Now, who do you think's telling them to do that? Do you see what I'm saying? Is it their new Muslim mayor, like in New York City? Do you see what I'm saying? It's utterly insane. This is a plan. This is a plan. This is Agenda 2030. By the year 2030, which is in 4 short years, America will be over. And it'll actually start in 2026, and it's actually already started now. A few weeks ago, I warned you that a bunch of heavy hitters were selling off all their Bitcoin all of a sudden. And now the Bitcoin market's crashing. And Bitcoin is tied to stablecoin, which is tied directly to the American dollar through the Genius Act. Meanwhile, don't worry, Trump's going to send you $2,000 while the national debt just continues to spiral straight up. No slowing down. Doge did nothing except give large corporations access to information through your Social Security and the IRS. That's all it did. That's all it did. I told you that when it first came out. And then when they broke up, there it was. You see what I'm saying? This is utterly insane, and it's not the only place. I'm not going to play all of Nick's video. I'll leave links below. But it's funny. They're like, somebody burned a Quran. Okay. What about all the flags in New York City? What about all the flags all over the place that Muslims tear down right in front of people and no one's allowed to do anything or they go to jail? More.
Oh, there's a massive Muslim population here because the land is cheap. And speaking as a generality, they don't believe in usury. You know, like there's no loans taking out or interest sent. They'll buy up massive swaths of like $5,000 or $4,000 plots that are empty, that don't have anything built on them. Or they'll buy up like the crack houses that are dilapidated and they'll fix them up.
We circled back to explore more and realized that thousands of immigrants have moved into the area. Many had come from abroad, others had relocated from New York City.
Mali, originally.
Mali.
Mali, West Africa.
All right.
I like Buffalo, that's why I came. New York, I am a lot of headache, you know, that's why I came here.
Are you from Pakistan?
I'm from Pakistan.
Pakistan. How long in Buffalo?
Huh?
How many years in Buffalo?
About 9 years. Yeah, 5 times a day. 5 times.
You're from Burma.
I wish I could go back home. The civil war is going on. Everything's problem. So I better decide here to stay in America.
I moved from Queens to here 2028.
Are you guys are opening a business here or something?
Yeah, restaurant.
Restaurant.
Asian restaurant.
Asian restaurant.
Yeah, I used to live everywhere. You know, I'm 38 years here. Okay, which part of you live here?
New York City.
Where in New York City?
Brooklyn.
Where in Brooklyn?
Bushwick.
Oh, Bushwick. A lot of black people there, eh?
Isn't that fun? With literal warnings from the government saying that Al-Qaeda is here and there is a resurgence. And this is all from September of 2025. 24 years after 9/11 Al-Qaeda resurgence, yet we're allowing the country to be flooded and taken over by Muslim folks. Awesome. Our own government for years has done everything they can to take away your ability to make a living by sending all the factories, all the manufacturing that we had in the United States that made us a powerhouse to other countries, and then they go start wars for to spread democracy and spend trillions of your dollars on other countries, causing all sorts of refugees, and then they allow the border to be wide open, and hell, we just fly them right in. But they will bend over backwards to allow people that don't even belong in this country to come here and buy up all the places that you used to live because you couldn't live there anymore. And then, of course, they bend over backwards again so that they can build restaurants, do whatever they want, while half of the United States literally lost their business during 2020 during the lockdowns and the directed energy weapon storms, the geoengineering hurricanes that destroyed everyone's property and nobody can get a permit to rebuild anymore because now they live in a weather angry area. You see what I'm saying? This is the setup, and we are at the pinnacle of it right now. Right now, it's insane.
You have all these Islam men yelling Allah Akbar. I have a question for you guys. If America were to get in a war with someone, with a country like Iraq, who would you guys defend, America or Iraq?
We won't get a war. That's not permissible for us. But at the same time,
who would you defend first?
We would support our brothers in Iraq. That's the only way.
So you wouldn't defend America?
We would not defend America.
But you're American. But
at the same time, listen. At the same time, America is our country because we were born here. But in our Islamic book, we're not allowed to fight with people that are against our religion. So we just take up the jail time.
So you would
not. That's what we do.
So you would not defend America.
I would go to jail instead of fighting for America.
And who would you defend if we were to go to war against a country like Iraq again, America or Iraq?
America.
And should that be a troublesome conflict of interest for somebody to be here in America that would rather support another nation, like Iraq?
Anybody who supports another nation needs to live in that nation.
Not everyone's yelling, Allahu Akbar.
I know that. It's listen, in America, we're supposed to have the right to stand. I don't agree with your ideology. I don't agree with your ideology. I don't.
How much do you need to do this?
I don't agree with your ideology. And I don't want you in my country. This is why we've assembled here today, because we want to combat the Muslim mayor. They're going to be meeting in here later today in about an hour.
Wow, this is why they're here, because they have a city council meeting. I guess they're trying to put pressure on the mayor or somebody here inside of this building.
So it appears what I warned you about 2 weeks ago has come to pass, and that this will spread now. This will spread. This is the spark, and now comes the fire, and then the proverbial wildfire. You need to understand, these people are allowed to be here, and then when they are here and they start trying to assimilate American neighborhoods, or they assimilate American neighborhoods, because maybe you know or maybe you don't know, but there are a variety of no-go areas in the United States that have been up for, I've been talking about them for 15 years, where police won't go because it's been taken over by Muslims. Well, now they've actually changed the streets to Arabic, they've changed the stores to Arabic, and they're trying to change everything. You can't walk down the street if you're a woman in any of these towns without the fear of being raped, because hey, in the Quran, no law against that. Nothing like a good old, you know, raping to get your spirits up to praise Allah. It's unbelievable, man. It's absolutely unbelievable, and people need to take note of this. This is just one of the many steps. Crash the economy, get a civil war going from the inside, and it's happening. This is all happening right now, right in front of everybody's faces. You see what I'm saying? The time for warning and preparing is over. The time to do what you should do is here.
What do you think about what's happening here today?
I think it's a good thing. We got to take this city back.
Okay, and what do you see about the rise of Islam here in the United States? What's your thoughts?
My town itself is growing just like this. They just built a big mosque and everything, too. And it's freaking bullshit.
Should it worry people about how fast Islam is rising and growing here in the United States?
It is growing too fast, and it's been growing for too long. And these people, what they faking? I don't know. If we're deporting Mexicans, we got to get them illegals out too. I mean, there's probably more of them illegal here than there is Mexicans.
So would you say with the open borders we had in the past couple years, it grew even faster and bigger?
That grew it way faster. I mean, when that administration just flying them in, giving them money, giving them housing, free education, free food, and then the American people is still suffering over it.
What fears you most about Islam rising here?
I think there's a big concern about just beliefs and how individuals that have come and immigrated to America or were born here in America and believe in Islamic beliefs, the purpose of coming to America is live as American and assimilate to life in America. And when you refuse to do that, and we have Judeo-Christian beliefs here in America, that's what our founders did. So that's what our founders believed. And that's the way it is. So if you want to believe in something else other than a Judeo-Christian way of religious beliefs, then either, you know, decide to live somewhere else. But that's what America is. That's what it was founded on.
And today at this protest, you're seeing me going back and forth with the protesters playing a bit of devil's advocate to get both sides. And I think it's important that you question both sides critically to see what they're out here for and to get them thinking as well. That is my job as a journalist here, is to get the story of both sides. What do you think about what's happening here in Dearborn, Michigan?
It's wild. I've been in Dearborn my entire life, and I don't think Toby Keith died for this.
And should people be worried about the rights of Islam here?
Oh, no. Everything will be fine. It'll be.
What brings you out here today?
What brings me out here is support for America. What's going on in Dearborn and Dearborn Heights as a greater whole at this community has become despicable. If you're a Christian, if you're anyone of faith in Jesus Christ, and you walk around these neighborhoods at night, I would not recommend it. You will be followed. People will ask you questions. There are certain areas where I've been talking to even my girlfriend where it's become a soul. It is Sharia law by choice, they say, where we are not telling you you have to dress in a burqa or a hijab, but we strongly recommend it. And that is something that has to be put to a stop. It always starts this way. The slippery slope is always real. The moment you give them an inch, they take miles and miles.
What brings you out here today?
Well, I want to support the Americans in their free speech.
And where are you from?
I'm from the UK. Yes, okay. I'm from
Wales.
So
what are you doing here in Dearborn, Michigan right now at a protest about the rise of Islam here inside of Dearborn, Michigan in the United States?
Yes, I got here last night. I live in D.C. I've been living in America for 9 years, just became a citizen. And given that I'm from the UK, I've seen the fall of Europe, I've seen the fall of the UK. There's 82 Sharia courts in England and Wales, and I do worry that it is becoming too popular too fast, and we need to definitely have conversations about it, and this is obviously a big part of that.
Why do you think Islam is becoming so popular right now? It's the fastest growing religion in the United States.
I would say birth rates. They outbreed us in every aspect.
And what did you see in your home country, in the United Kingdom and Wales, with the rise of Islam?
I see white guilt and colonizer guilt. I see people self-censoring and the government not standing up for the people that have been there for generations.
Do you think if people don't take a stand, eventually the United States will be similar to Europe and the United Kingdom where they've gone with the rise of Islam?
Unfortunately, yes. I think that today men are extremely weak and they need to fight for what they believe in and the fundamentals of their country.
How many more years do you give the United States until it's a bigger issue here with Islam and Christians, per se?
3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years.
Yeah, but for me, I saw it when I was 12 or 13, and I left the UK when I was 18 for this exact reason.
And how do women feel in Islamic towns, like such as the one you left, or that was growing to become an Islamic town?
I felt extremely unsafe, actually. We had police officers come into our school and say, this area of Wales is now going to be a no-go zone, so don't go there if you're a female. And I thought, that's ridiculous. I come from a long line of Celtic people, and we should feel safe walking through our towns and our villages.
So do you think eventually women won't feel safe walking through their own towns here in the United States?
I already feel unsafe walking through here. I have 2 bodyguards with me today.
All right, it's getting crazy dark out here, so maybe I'll just try to upload this. Maybe I'll get a hotel tomorrow and actually edit a video, but I do this. I pay $160 a month for that stupid Starlink simply so I can do this. And I do this because I have to. I have to. All right? This isn't conspiracy entertainment. This is the news you'll never see anyplace else. Ever. I don't get my information from the internet. I go out and see it for real. Unfortunately, because of my circumstances, I can't be in Dearborn right now. But if I have to, I will. At any rate, Richie from Boston. Time to lock and... Oh, I'm sorry. I almost said something upsetting. And load. I'm out.